Shin Pes Vav Sif Yud. Talis Kifula Shahayu Ale Chutim Shahaisa Tluya Bahem Meyerev Shabbos Muta Lintaisa Umuta Lefarka Vechein Aparetes. So in order to understand what we're speaking about, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Talis Kifula Shenoisna al hamoit hanoson ben shnei kisolim. So the while we can picture what we're speaking about as follows. We have here two walls, and we have here a moit. We have here a pole that is extending from one wall to the other wall. So we have here two walls and a pole that is extending from one wall to the other wall. And then we have a talis kifulo. A talis, let's say a large begad, that is draped over this pole. And let us just explain a little what's the purpose of this talis over here. This talis was draped over, it's been here for the last 40 weeks, one second, and it's draped over the pole, and there's chutim to it, and you pull the chutim like this, it's folded up, and you pull the chutim, and the whole area is covered with this talis, which is half on one side and half on the other side. Now, what did we accomplish with this? Now, one more thing we have to understand. The width between the space of the two sides of the talus is less than a tefach, right? And it goes down, and it goes, that drapes down to the ground. And a person who wants to sleep on the ground, but the sun always burns him, he's in the rays of the sun, so now he pulls out the talus, he creeps from underneath the talus, and he's shaded. He just became shaded by this talus, and that's how he sleeps. But he does this now, but perhaps when he does this, he says, look, over Shabbos Kodesh, and the Shabbos Kodesh. Anyway, he sleeps on the Shabbos, and then if this talus would be in this area the whole time, it would be in the way of a lot of people. So after he sleeps, he pulls it back. It's in the corner. It's not bothering anybody. When he wants to sleep, he pulls it out. And this is the way he can sleep shaded from the sun. This is what he did. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Talis kifula shenoisna al hamoit. He put this folded over talis on a pole hanoson ben shnei ktzolim, that this pole is connected between two walls. That means it's being braced by two walls, and he has this talis kifula, which is draped over the pole. Ushnei roshei hakeifel, in the two sides of this doubled up talus, that means one side is on one side and the other is on the other side, mishuloshim umagin loret, they drape down to the ground. So you have here this talus kfula, which is folded up, really it's in a corner, and it goes to the ground. V'nichnas ben shnei kiseisel. Now a person goes, and between the two sides of the talus, he sneaks in. V'yoshein mipnei hachamo, and he sleeps there that the sun should not shine at him. He should have a covenant sleep. Bahoyo la osa lasis kein bishabis, the mikri oil aroi. Now this is an oil aroi. Now let's just, he spreads this out in Shabbos. He spreads this out in Shabbos. Now this is an oil that has less than a tefach between it. It's less than a tefach. But we hear in seeds has kol oil mishupi she'ein v'gagoy tefach. Even though ain begagoy tefach, hareza oil aroi, voisoy selechatchila b'shabes potam. So we learned in Simchas as follows. In Simchas we were speaking about, the Mishnah Berurah said we're speaking about, it's an oil kavua. That means this is there, it's there for. But since it does not have a roichev tefach, it has a halach of an oil aloi, and if one spreads it out, so even though this is here kavuadik, this remains here, so if one spreads it out, it's also midarabona. It's also midarabona, and in Biraloch he explained that is if he put it there for Kviyas, say if he put it there only temporarily, this is also midarabonim. A person is not, now he is making an oil lahogen alatme. This is an oil for protection. But he's making an oil for protection, but it has, and it's, and we'll see, it's kavua, but it has, it's midarabonon because there's no roichev tefach. That is the story over here. So now,
the oil is on the top.
The roichev is less than a tefach, there's a space in between. That means even though eventually, after three tefachim, you can get a little wider, but that's irrelevant. In order for it to have a shame oil, we had learned that it has to be on the top of tefach, or al kaponim, less than three tefachim, and has to have a span of a tefach between it to get a shame oil. If there's no span in this area, this is called a oil less than a tefach, which is also to make midarabonim. That's what we have so far. What? Not as an oil, as a oil, and not as an oil to protect them. No, wherever it now could be, it's irrelevant if it's spread out. But since Lemaite in the top three tefachim doesn't have a roich of tefach, he is not underneath an oil. But this is also midarabonim. This is an oil that's also to make midarabonim. And here we are going to say that it's muta. We're going to say that it's muta. So now, let us see. So, Levenivnas ben Shnei. Can say sir, the Yoshim Imnea Hama. Vahoya also lasses came Bishabis. So he's not allowed, now he's spreading this out. It was in the corner, it was folded up in the corner so people could walk by. This is a place where people go. So it was folded up, but when he wanted to sleep, he spread it out. And now he has his, but he's making a oil aroi, halachically, lahogain alatmai, which should be yosami darabona. And here we're going to say, Mutalin Toysa. He's allowed to do it. So now we have to figure out, why is he allowed to do it? Now, Vahoya Osalasis came to Shabbos. The halacha should have been that he's not allowed to make this in Shabbos. The Mikri Oyel Haroi, it's an Oyel Haroi. That means even if it's there for a long period of time, but since it doesn't have a roichev tefach, it's an oil aroi. Upoto avol osel kemebur besivches. Ubo loima, and here it says, aliskula shelechuto. So here it says, shahoyu oleo chutin. This palace had chutin. It had strings attached to it. Uvaloima the ink shahoisa hatalis mukupeles umanachas alamoid me'erev Shabbos. The talis was folded over and it was resting on a pole erev Shabbos. Hoyo bohutim kluyem, there were strings attached to it. And what is the maila of the strings? Shall yodon poishton liktoise, or you just pull the strings and it glides over the moit, and it's very easy. It's an easy, the strings make that it is very easy to make this oil. It's because there's strings attached. So these strings accomplish that it's very easy to make this oil. Now, Mutter leposhto b'shabes al kol oile chamoit. So the din is, if there are strings attached, you're allowed to spread it out over the whole pole. Why? V'hadham, what is the reason for this? T'kivin dal yedei ha-chutin kal lemoshto b'hem. With these chutin, he can very easily glide over this talus, over the moit. It goes very easy. Havi ki ilu hoysa hatalus prusa mikvar tefach me'erev Shabbos vavirak moisef aloyel aray bishori. Tochinal besif beis. Now, let us just say what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Let us imagine for 1 minute that, let's forget about this case. Let us talk about a different case. Let us say that we'll talk about, let's say this case, we have this talus, but let's say the talus was spread out at Tefach Erev Shabbos. It was spread out, not when it was bunched together, was spread out at Tefach. So we learned in Sif Beis that one, if you have already an oihel tefach, so then one is permitted in Shabbos to be moisef an oihel haray an oihel tefach in Shabbos. Or he sofeh of an oihel haray an oihel tefach is permissible. That is the halacha. So if that would have been the case, so then we understand the law very well. And the problem is, this is not the case. There's no oil tefach over here. But there is a lumdus that since I have these strings attached, so these strings attached, and it's very easy to glide the talus mukapelus over the moit. So Chazal gave it a halachim of a hisof an oil tefach.
Part of the bag itself. You just want the string or the
oil? No, well, the strings attached to the bag and you pull the strings and it glides over the moit.
Oh, it's easy, that's all.
It's easy. So now the Shulchan, just like I mentioned, the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, perhaps it is a little more understandable than the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows. Shachutim elu, these chutim, kivin shem tluyim bo mi bo inyoim, the chutim are already attached from Erev Shabbos, kidei lemoisho behem, with these chutim I am capable of pulling this talus, lepoirso, so he says, Areihem moilim kemoim hoisa drusa loichev techem ibeidim. Chazal, we're talking about adarabon and the oil. So just like Chazal said, if you have a oil tefach mi boyoin, you're permitted in Shabbos to be moisev on this oil tefach. So Chazal said, these chutim, which make it very easy and accessible to pull out the talus, it is equivalent halachically to a sofa noyel tefach. So just like a sofa noyel tefach is mutter, so this is also mutter. They gave it the same halacha. That seems the loshen hadayim meilim kemoim ha'isabrus ha'ichem techem v'moin yoyim. Yeah, fine. It helps, it was an oil tefach. The Mishabu would seem that since it's easy to pull out, so it's like a heaven pepper, and now it's most of an oil pepper. That's how the Lashon Mishabu seems. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch seems perhaps a little more understandable. That means there are different etayim that Chazal were makel by an oil aroi. One of the etayim were, if you have a sofa and oil tefa, a sofa and oil tefa, so it is permitted to do this in Shabbos since it's an oil aroi. So there's a second etayim. If you have strings which easily pull out this talus and spread it out over the mite, so it is equivalent to a hisofa, a noyel tefa, and this is muto. So that means when there's strings attached, and this is a oil derabonon, Chazal wa meikul. This is Chazal wa meikul. Right? Yes. Because of, fine, so we're not doing bad. Because of Amogin Avraham, the Mairi, Sha'acha Prisoso Le'ir Begago Milamailo Roichiv Tefach. We're speaking about, after he spreads it out, the Gag, or the first three Torahim, is not a Roichiv Tefach. That means the area from the Gag till the first three Tvachim is less than a Reichiv Stefach. The Yeshba Reichiv Stefach have a lot oil kabua v'loi mahani achutet. If to be a Reichiv Stefach, so it's an oil kabua, and chutim would not help. Now, I just want to clarify one nekuda. The Chazon Ish says, and we'll learn these halachas together with him, what he understood, we'll try to understand. What he didn't understand, we'll say over what he didn't understand, so we'll al-kapadim, we're in good company. Al-kapadim, the Chazon Ish says like this, we are speaking about, in this case, that this talus, that's what I gave Agdome, was speaking about, it was an oil kavua. That means he made this for 40 weeks. This is already his contraption. Put up the mate, he put up the towels. It's there to stay. So, in essence, it's an oil kabua. No, it has a loche of an oil shayne kabua because it doesn't have a reichim stefan. That's what the Rambam said. If it doesn't have a reichim stefan, it's so. Because it doesn't have a reichim stefan, even though it's an oil kabua in Span, it's an oil kabua, but since it doesn't have a reichim stefan, it's an oil aray. So that's the Magen Avraham. So we're speaking about an oil derabonon. And therefore, strings help. This cool of strings help if there's no Reichiv Tefach. So the Magen Avraham says, but what will be if in this scenario there's a Reichiv Tefach, this mite is a Reichiv Tefach, the pole is a Reichiv Tefach? So they were speaking about the ISIS over here. This is a Noyal Kavua. And that means this was put here to me for the last 40 weeks it was here. It was put here to stay. So this is an oil kavua. And so I can tap back also. So then strings will help. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The only string, the oil is an oil kavua. It is a reichiv tefach milamailo. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So now let's say in the Mishaburim, because of the Magen Avraham, the Mairi Shacha Priso, so after you spread it out, La Yia Bigago Mi Lamailo Reichiv Tefach, Lamailo not be a Reichiv Tefach, the Gamlai Bepoches Misholi, Samach Ligago Reichiv Tefach, the Yesh Bo Reichiv Tefach, That means, so the Chazon Ish said, we are speaking about that it was put up the kviyas. That's the only way we can understand this. It was put up the kviyas. So, and if it is a reichiv tefach, it is an oil kavua. So you have no heather to spread out an oil kavua in Shabbos with shem tzeil. This is an oil kavua. Your strings, these strings, this whole kula of strings was only said If I'm making an oil array, I'm only making a temporary oil, an oil d'rabbanan. So that Chazal said into strings and it goes easy. It's equivalent to a sof an oil tefach.
What is this?
If it's one tefach wide and it was put up to be there for the last 40 weeks.
So that's what I said.
So you're making an oil kavua. This was put up for 40 weeks. You put it up, it should remain there. You put it up for 3 years, and it's an oil that's a tefah. So you're making an oil kavua. But you're making the oil in Shabbat. This was put up, and this should remain here for forever. What? The pole is nothing. We're talking about what you're doing. The pole can be whatever it is. Now this comes, it seems, this is a new oil. On the lab napkin, the pole can be a pepper. The cold could be less than a... Well, now I'm making the oil is a pepper. Well, let's talk about the pole. You want to say it's a sofa on the pole? Oh, so somehow it seems we're not talking about that. We're talking about it could be the pole is less than a tefach, and this becomes somehow when it spreads out, it becomes a tefach. So then here's a din of a noyel kabua, and if it is a noyel kabua, could be a fill of the pole is a tefach also. It's a noyel kabua, so forget about it. There's no heta of a sofa, a noyel kabua. The minute this was put down here to remain for a long period of time, so it's a nail kavua. No, I'm making a nail kavua. This is here. This is going to remain, and so this is a nail kavua. There's no heta of a sofa.
Who is it?
Tefach.
That's
the structure.
No, we'll have later. This is for the next simon. Okay. The talk will be a tefach.
Without the talk.
How old is it to oil the before shot?
But here it was the other way around. Okay, here the poles are vertical. The way the Mishabus and the Wavur,
the top pole, but two thin poles.
Okay, you want to make it like that, it's all good. Once the top poles are two thin poles, okay, I don't know. But Al Kaponim, that is how the Chazanish learned shot in this. Then, Loi Mahani Chuti. Fine. So Al Kaponim, we are saying now, we are saying now that chutim only help if it's an oil achoy. But if it's an oil kva, chutim will not help. Now, so that's the one that the Mechaber says, umuta lefolko. You are also permitted to be mefarik it. That means I had here an oil over here the whole time, this person, after he slept, he went and pushed it back. See, was soisa an oil. We have to understand what happened over here. We have to appreciate what happened. He was soisa an oil, and this is permissible. So he says, why? Shekol oil she'ein by mishum binyin, ein by mishum stira. That means, if Chazal were meikel, that I can make this in Shabbos, back a witness ring. It's something that is permitted to be made in Shabbos, so it's permitted to be soisa. If I can make it, I can be soisa. It's not called binyan oil, it's not called stiras oil. Now, that's one aloche. V'chein ha-poroiches. Now, this word v'chein, we'll see, is very problematic. We'll see soon. V'chein ha-poroiches, kolol bozeh, gambiloin shalifnei ha-pesach. Now, ha-poroiches means that I have, let's say, a curtain in front of a door opening. We had already in the beginning of Shin Tesla. I can spread out a poroiches. Now, in the beginning of Shin Tesla, we learned this halachah. So now, when you spread out a poroiches, one poroiches, a curtain is hanging, I spread it out. So this is, it has nothing to do with the oil. There's no oil over here. An oil goes horizontally. That is Milo. This is a mechitze. And we learned at the beginning of Simin Shin Tesvo that a poroiches, even if he put it there also, it should be there for 20 weeks, he put it there, but it's called a mechitza aroi, because people walk through, and it's novenot, so it's a mechitza aroi is mutal. So for what we learned so far, from the beginning of Simin Shin Tesvov, we learned like this: an oyel aroi is asur midarabanan, a mechitza aroi is mutar. So now, this poroiches is a mechitza aroi. So of course you're allowed to put it, slap it, put it back. You're making mechitza aroi. Absolutely, it's going to be there for 20 weeks, but it's aroi. It shakes. People walk through. It's a mechitza aroi. So there's a big problem, v'chein. We know what v'chein means. V'chein means if you'll have string, it'll be more. So now one scratches the sense. Shein b'shamay, what do you need strings for? You have no strings attached. Here, you're able to do it. Like you're making a mechitza aroi. There's no oil. So what's the v'chein? The v'chein is very problematic. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. The chen aparoiches kolu b'ze gam vilain shelifnei haPesach va'ayin b'mogin Avrom b'hai v'chein lav dafkehu. This v'chein also, if you have strings, it'll be mutter. B'shun b'ze av b'shle oyel lechutim mishum de'ein oyel elo osi kein gag. And the isar ban oyel aroi, which is also midrabonon, is if it's a gag, it's a roof. Less than a tef. About kaponim, it's mayo. So an oyel aroi chazal asar. Fine. So the Mogen Avraham, when he said Pshat, it's a Loshen Rambam. So when he said Pshat in this Rambam, he said the Vechein, he has to put maybe some parentheses around them. The Vechein is not nothing because, I mean, you don't need strings. It's Mutter without strings attached. Fine. V'hinei lefim ha-shehevi ba'amigdolois b'shem Rabbeinu Hananel. He says, good, that's the Mogen Avraham. The Migdalois brings from the Rabbeinu Hananel, the Chayna prepares Rabbeinu Hananel, Shalofanenu Sheyotza Bekoriv Loyer. That means we don't know how to appreciate in the times of the Mishnah Berurah. It came out the prayers of the Rabbeinu Hananel, our Shas, they printed it. There was something new that came out. So we have a Rabbeinu Hananel. The paroiches, so the Rabbeinu Hananel says, the paroiches nami tzor shiyechutin kuchim alami arv Shabbos litlisbom. That's what the Rabbeinu Hananel says. A mechitza also needs chutim. Why you need chutim? Let's not get into that. Why you need the chutim? Yoyset toiv loymars al kaponim, instead of taking white out and erasing the v'chein, yoyset toiv loymars da rambam bala lochazuna misvir loike Rabbeinu Hananel vos ishap emilas v'chein kipashto. The rambam holds a mechitza aroi also needs strings. That's how the Rambam holds. We in Sif Aleph, we learned the Mechitza Roy doesn't need strings. The Rambam holds the Mechitza Roy needs strings. Fine. Chemuch mabia gro, vim forishkein. Fine. So he says, Aba'ach ledina einav kemina bezem. Afilu, we will say, this is Shitas HaRambam, that a Mechitza Aroi needs strings. The Muchach Me'atul, V'Sharei Poistim, at the beginning of Simin Shintas, the Mutalit, L'Ismachol Gavni. La'aloch, we don't ask you like the Rambam. It's just like you shot the Rambam. The Rambam that said V'chein, the Rambam learned like the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Rabbeinu Hananel was the Rebbe of the Rif. The Rif was the Rebbe of the Rambam. That's where he got it from. So Memela, so the Rambam held a mechitza roi needs strings. Five. But he says, Halacha, it's not negayos, because we don't like him like the Rambam. The Muchach Meyatur Isharei Poiskim, the Mutalitlis Bechol Gavni, Rei Muchach Meyaramor Lelbesi Palov, Magod, the Kimish Lainasus Lahater, Ancient Isser Olo. But the Moses is a Mechitza Roidus, that is Mutter, previous. Now, let me just give you a stickle of Doma now, what he's going to say. The Mogen Avraham, when he learned this Rambam, he was scratching his head. This Bechain is very problematic. He didn't understand that a Mechitza needs strings. Mishabur found it in a Hanano that holds like that, but Mogen Avraham had problems. Now, so Lachayre, I'll tell you an answer. I'll solve all problems. We learned in the beginning of Simin Shin Tesvov as follows. We learned in the beginning of Simin Shin Tesvov, a mechitza aroi is muta. You have to make a mechitza aroi, put up a mechitza, it's going to be temporarily, and then it's muta. A mechitza aroi is muta. But we had a mechitza hamateres, the same mechitza aroi, but I'm putting up a mechitza hamateres. That means he wants to last his sprochov over here, and the svarim over here, say, puts up a mechitza aroi, to enable to do something which without a mechitza would be also. So we said, you're not allowed to make a mechitza materas in Shabbos. That mechitza materas is a hashivis, and that's us. So now, so let us solve all the problems. The Mogen Avraham had a problem in the Rambam, the Chain, why do you need by a wall, or a parochus, why a mechitza aroi, why do you need strings? So say that maybe the Rambam is talking about this parochus is a mechitza materes. A mechitza materes, no, he can make a mechitza, with strings and water. And let us be a little lumpish also. When we learned before this halacha by the Talis Kfula, we learned that strings are mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch said, just like if there's a sofa and an oil tefach, it is mutter in Shabbos, a sofa and oil tefach. So strings are equivalent to a sofa and an oil tefach. That's how we understood pshat and the strings. The strings are equivalent to a sof and oil tefach. Now, in the beginning of Simin Shin Tesvov, when we learned a mechitza materes is also, so the Gemara says, im loy shahoya mi ba'oid yoim tefach, just mutalah, it's a v'lavi Shabbos. The Gemara says, that a mechitza materes that is also, if you add a tefach of this mechitza and you add on, then a mechitza materes is mutter. So memele, so the Mogen Avraham had a problem. He had a problem with the Bechain. The Rambam says it's talking about a mechitza and it's mutter with strings. So he had a problem. Bechain is Let's say everything is beautiful. The Rambam is speaking about this parochus is a mechitza materes. A mechitza materes, you're not allowed to make in Shabbos, but if there's an oil tefah, you're allowed to make ice. If there's a mechitza tefah, you're allowed to be moist. That's what the Rambam said in Sif Aleph. So the Rambam says, with strings, it's also mutter. That would be beautiful. So now we'll understand what's happening over here. Kosta Mogen Avraham, the mechitza hasuya lahater, sheposa kashulchan oruch leil besif alef, da osa lasoysa bishabes, who afilug shayichutim kruchin olam yerev Shabbos. So the Mogen Avraham held lahaloche that strings will not help by mechitza materes. That's an ipaskin. And it's worse than the oil tefach. Then a mechitza tefa, what the Ramah said is mutter. The Magen Avraham held strings are also. So strings are also. So now the Magen Avraham made a problem with this Rambam. He can't be talking about a mechitza mataris kusanu guyasa. She has to be talking about a plain mechitza. So why do you need strings? So the Magen Avraham had a problem with this Rambam. That's the shot over here. So that's the whole hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah. Magen Avraham made a problem in the Vechein. Why do you need strings? A plain mechitza doesn't need strings. And then he ends up, I may be talking about a mechitza mataris. The Magen Avraham holds the strings will not help by a mechitza mataris. So Mamela said, the Magen Avraham said that the Vechein is Lamdavke. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but I found the Rabbeinu Chananu that holds, but every mechitza also needs strings. And that's how the Rambam holds. We don't ask him like that. He said, look, that's not that the Vechein don't take any white out and erase the Vechein. The Rambam holds like the Rabbeinu Chananu that every mechitza aroi needs strings. Finished. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learned from the Rambam and finished. But the Magen Avraham holds that swings will not help by mechitza mataris. V'yesh Shema Kilim was there. Who is the maker of the Tosfos Shabbos? The Tosfos Shabbos says this cheshbon. He has no problems with everything. That is Shad Rambam. Just like we hear in Sif Aleph, that if there's a mechitza tefa, you're allowed to be moistened by mechitza mataris. So the Rambam says also, if you have strings, you're also allowed to be mata. That is the svar of the Tosfos Shabbos. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. So Mamela, that's that. Kilas chasanim she'im begago tefach. Now, well, let's look at the picture we have in the Perish Chai, who face the Manalapha Nerevins, page 226. So now we will look in front of us what a Kilas Chasanim is. We have here a bed. On the extreme right, 86, we have a Kilas Chasanim. That means that underneath is the bed. There's two poles, one on the Vosh HaMita, one on the Raglei HaMita, and then there's a pole that's going across. And then they took a sheet and they draped it over this pole, and we have over here an oihel. This is an oihel, which is less than a tefach. We'll see in a minute. It's less than a tefach on the top. This is what we are going to learn about now. Fine. Now, so let us see now the Mechaber. Kilas chasanim she'ein begago tefach. So that means by the roof of the kilo. This is a canopy. She'ein begago tefach. By the roof, there's no tefach. V'loy bepachas mishloisha somach legaga roichev tefach. And in the three, less than three tvachim to the top of the kilo, there's also not three tvachim. Right. So let us, before we go further, so what would we say? We would say, is one permitted to spread this out on Shabbos? So if you'd ask us with our limited knowledge, so we would say, well, this is our oil, aroi, no strings, whatever it is, there's no strings over here. So an oil, aroi, is also to make in Shabbos. So we would say that it's also. That's what we would say. So now this is the Loshna Rambam. Hoyel shehi misukenes lekach. This was made, this canopy was made specifically to cover the bed. That's the purpose of this canopy. Muta lintaisa o muta lefilko. So you're allowed to spread it out and you're allowed to take it apart. So now we just learned a new concept. that there is a new hacker of Missile Tennis Lakah. Since when that this is how the bed goes, it has comes with a canopy, and this canopy, that's it's misukin for this bed, it's muhim for this bed, and this is an oil aroy, which is also midarabon, and he's gonna put on, take it off after, this is so mutal in taisa or mutal foilko. The bar will stop here. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Kilus Chasanim. Eitz echad oimed l'reish amita gavoya me'amita. This is the vertical pole. V'chein oimed eitz b'magolis amita. We have another vertical pole by the bottom end of the mita. U'moit nosun aleyem. And there is, on these two poles, there's another pole. Uporus, and it's spread over al hamoit on the top pole, v-line godel, a large canopy. Ushnei roshim yodim mikan umikan kmin oil al penei kol hamito. And it's spreading over the whole meter. Oil shehi misukanis peiris shehi chino lecha miboid, and this was specifically prepared for the meter. Lachen shori b'ze afabishloi hoyo chutin kruchim olam miyarev Shabbos. He was making this specially for the meter. Chazal gave a cooler, so we have different cooler spice. We're talking about an oil aroi. This is an oil aroi. It is less than a roichem stefach. And so we had, before we learned it in with strings attached, it's mutter. Now we had an oil aroi. If it's mesukenech l'skach, he was making it for this purpose. So it's also mutter. Avol im eino mesukenes, but if he wasn't making this canopy for the bed, also, the Moshe Pesach Asuchanoch besimches. In Simches we learned an oil she'ein by roichem tefach is also midarabonon. It's also the full oil she'ein begagay tefach also lasay se b'shabes elim kein oyechutin keruchin alo me'erev Shabbos Asuchanoch. So memele. So now we know pshat. In the Mechaba, but if he was making it for the bed, this is a new heter of Hachonet and Chazal Wameko. Now, V'hu Sheloi Tehei Mishul Sheles Me'al Hamito Tefach. Now, let us look at in the second picture, which we have the bed with the canopy. And we'll look at it. We have here over the bed, we have a canopy that is going on a slant. A canopy is going on a slant. If we look at the bottom of the canopy, we have here a chelik of the bottom of the canopy that l'chayre is straight. That means it's not going on a slant all the way. When it reaches the bed, it goes down straight. So we have over. So now let us just say the halacha. So the Mechaber says, if this bed, I just told you it's mutter. If he was making it for Shabbos, it's mutter. You'll have to put it on. You'll have to put it on. You'll have to take it off. No problem. Zuk the Mechaber, that is dafke, if the canopy only goes on a slant. So finished, there's no oil. But if the canopy, after the slant, it will go down a tefach, so then this is a new aloha. This aloha is, if you have a mechitza tefach, and a oil that is on a slant, so the mechitza gives the oil Hashem God, and this is also. So that is what the Mechaba is saying. But if it goes down vertically, not slanty, it goes down a tefach, so then I have here a tefach vertically, and then I have an oil that's going on a slant, and this is also... Hatam, the kivin sheim ishul shelus me'ala mito tefach miskifo. This is a tefach going vertically. La'achan keloyt hashipua. After the slant ended, the slant is an oil aray because it's slanty. But after the slant ended, it went down. You have a tefach going down vertically. Havalei hai tefach, mechitze. Then this tefach gives it a din mechitze. V'chol hashipua shemimal lemita nechshem legag. Then the whole shipua is called a gag. And then this is also Bahavi oil mamish, and this gives it a din oil. Period. Agavuchim, they bring down this Arabic Kevega, but just let's bring this down for 1 minute. If a person sleeps in a kilo, in a sukkah, so between you and me, he's in a different oil. He's underneath the canopy, and there's a sukkah on top. So if the kilo does not have a reichim tefach, so it doesn't have a shame oil, it doesn't have a shimis of an oil, so it's considered, I put a blanket over my head, but I'm sleeping in the sukkah. But if this kilo will have a mechit will go down, and after the shipua ends, it goes down vertically a tefach, so then the whole kilo has a din of an oil, the tefach has a din of a mechit, and then it's considered, I'm in a different rishus. I'm not in the sukkah. You're not yaita. That's this din, what it says here also. Miu mito didon, he says, but our beds, Shein kilo aleho, the arbeds don't have a canopy. She personal sadin. He says, what if you, he wants to tell us something very interesting. We just said before that, oil with a shipua, that slanty doesn't have a shame oil. You have to put it in Shabbos, doesn't have a shame oil. If you have a machitza tefach, then it makes it an oil. So he says, what will be if I'll take a bedspread and I'll spread it over the bed and it goes down? So the bedspread alone, it's not an oil. But since it goes down, so maybe there'll be a problem. So he says, no problem whatsoever. Miu mita didon, she ain't kilo aleo, there's no canopy over it. She person aleo sadin, you over the bed, you spread over a sheet. Even though it goes down, it goes horizontally, and then it goes down a tefach. Less lambo. Vatam, the homa shemunach alamito le mikre oil. That's not called an oil whatsoever. Even shein cholo tachtop, since there's no space whatsoever underneath, so there's no oil. Over here we do have space. Now the problem was the space doesn't have a chesivus of an oil because it's on a slant and doesn't have a reichim tefach. And that is a loche if you have a mechitzas tefach. That gives the slanted area a chesivus of an oil, and then it is awesome. Since Yud Beis, Hanoite Poroiches Mechayoitzebo. Now a person wants to put on a Poroiches. Now a Poroiches, according to the Rambam, we're learning Rambam. This is all the Lashna Rambam. A Poroiches is a curtain in front of a door. And for some reason, the Rambam holds that you have a Poroiches in front of a door, you need strings also. Mechitze Aroi needs strings. Sign. Okay. Anoite Poroiches Mechayoitze, boy. So I'm putting a Poroiches. Zorich li Zoyer Shalayasa oil, when he's putting it up in Shabbos, he's putting up a mechitza. Now he has a very bulky and large curtain, and he's going to put it up. He wants to hang it up. They should be here. So this one person alone is going to have difficulties, because when he's going to hold up, he's going to try to attach it, so the curtain is going to bend over. That's he's one person alone. There's a big curtain, so it could bend over. So he, when he's putting up this poiches, it is going to become, in the process of putting it up, it is going to become an oil also. And here we're going to have a problem. He's making an oil. That is the problem what the Rambam is addressing. So now let's see. Anoita poiches of Yitzibo. So rechli zoil. In the process of putting it up, he should make sure that it shouldn't bend over. It's going to bend over. It's a big curtain. And he's going to do it all along. It's going to bend over. And he, so don't think you can do it all by yourself. Then two people have to hold this. You have two people holding it, so then one holds on one side, one on the other side, that will prevent it to bend over. But if one person will put it up, it will be also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Hanaita Parochis, Kozel Loshan Rambam, Vastirlei, the Avshemistom, Yeshele Chutin, even though this Chutin, Mibarev Shabi Shitluyeben, Dilavohi also Litloisoledab. So we have Chutin here also. Maisha Kosovo Shuknoch Besivut, Atulahohi, Tsorir Lizoyer Bozem. Why? Why do you have to be nizo? Because the whole heter of chutin is only if you don't have a pareches, if you don't have a noyel tefach. That's what we had before. This whole inyan of sif yud was if you don't have a noyel tefach. Here we are afraid it will bend over a tefach, and by a tefach chutin doesn't help. That's the problem. So he says in Sharetzian, because maybe it'll be a tefach, and if it's a tefach, so then chutim will not help. So it's going to bend over. So therefore, you shouldn't do it with one. It won't bend over. It might make an oil. Now, I just like to mention, there are three problems over here, and we'll stop with these three problems. There's two problems, the Chazenish is Meire. One problem is, we have a problem over here. It's going to bend over, it's going to be a tefach, and then a tefach, a string doesn't help. Problem. Fregt der Chazenish, the whole problem of an oil is only if I hang up the oil. But if I'm living often in Gemara and Mesefte Shabbos, if I'm standing in the sun and I take a mat and I hold it over my head and I want it should be making on me, a big mat, and I'm holding it, no problem whatsoever. The whole problem is To make an oil means not that I'm holding it. If it's being self-supported by itself, by myself, then there's no problem of oil. That's why all the poskim say, if you buy the koisel and it starts raining in Shabbos, you take a talus and you hold it over the same. But show myself. A kaponim, if you're holding it, there's no problem. So one problem the Chazenish says over here, he doesn't understand what the problem. You're hanging up. Yeah, I'm in the middle of hanging up this koroyes and it's going to bend over. But I'm holding it. If they hang it up, it's going to be straight. In the process of hanging it up, it bends over. But I'm holding this oil. So what is the problem? One kasha the chazanish. Yes. The second kasha is, if even it's bending over, I'm not mechaven it to be megan on me. So an oil that's not megan, you need two mechitzes. He only have one mechitza. So that's a second problem.
I don't know if it's that door, and I don't see if it's that off that means too much.
No, this way, all the way.
I
don't know. The mechitza, you need to go down to the ground. It's not, we need a mechitza to go down to the ground. We don't have that. Al kaponim, you need two mechitza to go down to the ground. That's the second kasha. The third kasha, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not lechaven to make an oil. It's a dover shani mishkaven. I mean, I want to hang up the bloyers. I'm trying the best of my ability. It bends over. So it's a dover shani mishkaven that should be mutter. Unless you'll say it's a psychation. But it could be a big psychation says that. That's, he says it's a doichi, but that's the only way he... He's a difficult halachas.
Tomorrow.